And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is Thursday, November the 16th, 2017, 1 week away from Thanksgiving. Can you believe that? 14 minutes past the hour. And this hour, we are going to remember a many-time guest to this program who passed away on Sunday at the age of 94. She was known as the Grand Dame of Dish, Liz Smith. We are going to remember her with a well-known columnist who knew Liz pretty well from New York, Michael Musto. I'm sure you've seen him from his work on E! And many other places. But before we do that, we are going to go back in time. Liz Smith on this program back in 2013, and at that time, I asked Liz about gossip and her relationship with it. So here's Liz from 2013.
Liz, people take that word, gossip, and even though everybody does it in their private homes, it's used as kind of a derogatory term. Do you feel it was looked down upon, what you did?
Yes, I know it was, but I don't agree with that. I think everybody gossips, and gossip is just news running ahead of itself. And what you have to do when you're handling it is say, I'm not sure, or I don't know, or I can't prove this. People are saying this because that may be true. But it depends on how negative the story is. And a lot of these negative stories just don't bear repeating. But I don't see anybody holding back much anymore.
How?
So I'm not going to be self-righteous. I think gossip is a really important thing. It helps you to understand what you feel morally about public people. It helps you sort out your own feelings. Are the Kardashians just idiots? Are they just a collection of beautiful women who seize the moment? I mean, you can figure it out yourself. You can think what you like about them.
The legendary Liz Smith. We welcome to these microphones for the first time, very proud to, Michael Musto. Michael, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Doing very well. When you hear Liz's definition of gossip from 2013, you being in that business, what do you think about it?
I agree with her that it is looked down upon in the industry, and I was at the Village Voice writing a column for 29 years. Many people at the Village Voice thought I was pretty low down in the totem pole because they looked down on gossip, but at the same time, I was getting the most publicity. I was one of the most read writers there, so they had no reason to look down on it. As Liz says, it's reporting and speculating, but it's something that everybody thinks of, so why not do it with responsibility and style and wit? And that's what Liz and I always aspire to.
You wrote a very interesting column, The Mixed Legacy with the Closet, Remembering Liz Smith. For people who haven't read it, I encourage them to go online and read it, but give people kind of the essence of what you meant there.
Well, that was my main problem with Liz Smith. I did love her column. It was witty, it was insidery, and informative and entertaining, but she drew the line at saying that celebrities were gay, and she went beyond that and would pretend that many of them were straight. And most famously, Malcolm Forbes, of course, was a gay businessman, very famous, with Forbes magazine. He liked boys. Liz pretended in her column repeatedly that he was dating Elizabeth Taylor. Now, we insiders knew that he was just friends with Elizabeth Taylor. Elizabeth Taylor loved gay men.